Good morning. I'm Mitch Rutlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbit says he's encouraged by a new VPR Vermont PBS survey showing overwhelming public support for the dairy industry. 93% of those surveyed said dairy is very important or somewhat important to Vermont's sense of itself. Tebbit says the state needs to tap that support as it pushes for policy changes to help struggling dairy farmers.
What we need to do is we need to harness this energy by the support of Vermonters. We just come off one of the most spectacular foliage seasons of all time. And a major part of that is because of the land that's remained open and in production of agriculture. So I do think that the public really embraces dairy and agriculture, but everyone has an opinion about it, the size, the scale.
Tebbit says strong public support will be key as Vermont tries to get other regions on board with a dairy supply management system aimed at improving prices by balancing milk production with consumer demand. Congressman Peter Welch opposes a Republican plan to hold a preliminary vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the vote is needed to ensure GOP members have the same subpoena power as Democrats have. Although this approach was used in the impeachment inquiries against Presidents Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon, Welch says the Constitution does not require it.
There's absolutely no need to have that vote. We've got committees of jurisdiction like the Intelligence Committee. We have oversight function. We're trying to get to the bottom of what happened with Ukraine and a request by the president for campaign assistance, essentially. So that's in the prerogative of congressional committees, and it's what's done all the time.
House leaders are hoping to schedule an impeachment vote before Thanksgiving. Almost 500 emergency responders from state and local agencies across Vermont will be taking part in a three-day exercise designed to test their readiness to cope with disasters. Vermont's fourth catastrophic exercise will be held from Wednesday through Friday. It'll simulate the aftermath of a major storm on the scale of Tropical Storm Irene and test the ability to restore critical infrastructure. The first day of the exercise will include search and rescue crews looking for simulated survivors in the field after storm damage and shoring up damaged buildings. Eye in the sky for today, locally dense fog this morning east of the Greens, mostly cloudy, breezy to windy today and mild. Chance of showers late through New York into far southern Vermont and New Hampshire into Massachusetts. Highs today in the 50s to low 60s from north to south.